We're looking at Siman Reishis Tes, Sif Ches. So the Mechaber says, "B'chol Chayli Tzarech Levarech." So Shulchan Aruch Shita is that a person says Berachas HaGemel after being ill. Filo Eino Chayli Shal Sakana, Ula Maka Shal Chalal. It's not that he was actually a life-threatening illness, or a person who has some type of a wound to the main part of the body, which once it goes into the halal, into the cavity, so where the concern of the danger of infection, etc., is considered a sakana. I'll call shalom the mitzvah biyarad. Any person who was forced to take to bed, and then eventually was able to recover, needs to make berachas hagemel. Why? Because there's a medrash. The medrash says there's a gemara. The gemara says that a person is taken ill. That indicates in Shemayim that the person's case is being decided whether they should give him the next level of illness or not, or punishment or not. So it's as if he's been kamisha halu. So if they brought him to the garden, what is that? They brought him to the place where the dayanim would have these high steps they would sit on when they're judging the case. They brought him in front of the judges. So once you're in front of the judges, you never know what's going to happen. So once a person, when his mazel is up, his mazel is up, and his mazel goes down because he became ill, and where it says it, then now he's judged. Once he's being judged, you don't know what can come up in the case. So there's always a potential for danger that way. This is no difference with this happens to him regularly. He said, listen, been through this illness, had the same problem many, many times, and always recovered. So, you know, see, I'm not in danger. He said, that's not true. Each time is a separate case, and the fact that the person was judged favorably multiple times in the fast is no indication that he will be judged favorably at this point in time. So the person's file is being put out on the front of the Bez and Shomala to be discussed. You don't know where it's going to lead them. So we always, right, danger. So that's, therefore, even though there's no immediate physical sakana, what has happened is a person has created, is in a situation where we consider that there's a spiritual sakana, which would be a metaphysical physical sakana.
Metaphysical physical sakana. Yeah,
that's what I said. In Shemayim, they're judging whether they should give him a physical illness, a dangerous illness. Hagah comes from Mother Moses. We don't make a brach on such a chela that you're discussing. It has to be that right now, a person's actually in an illness which is life-threatening, and that would include a makos shalcholol, which even though there's no quote-unquote life-threatening situation immediate, but the potential for infection and those type of things, because there's a wound which has penetrated all the way into the body cavity, is dangerous, and that's enough considered. The potential for sakana is there. As a person would recover from that, he would make brachas hagemel. And he brings, and this is a Turbashem Arivid, and he said, V'chein noy gimme b'ashkenaz. And this is the minute that we have in Ashkenaz. Okay. So that's Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Chavdalit. Kol shol l'mita. But even according to the Mechabra, Avim loy olo l'mita klal, he did not take ill, go to bed. Rosh Yeshla is a mechish ba'alma b'rosha. He has a pain in his head, he has a headache. A begurney or a sore throat, even according to the first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, that we're quote unquote much more liberal with when the person says a gaimel, but it has to be that al kapanim the person is nafal the mishkav. They should dama kimishayaluhu. Shainon yoydim eith yoytzidino. We know that when a person is brought in front of the court, we have no idea, we cannot be confident in any way, shape, or form of how the judges might react and respond. So the same thing over here, that's true in down in this world. So the same thing it is by Chalak Kemi. Shadov Alibishkov, once he falls ill, ain't no yodim step, we don't know where it's going to lead to. Shekama pomim alpha pisha vitchilos lo hoya sakana. The Messiah means kibera samachla ubalade sakana. We see that many times the illness which starts out not being dangerous changes and ends up becoming life threatening. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says there's no difference with illness which he's had multiple times and illness which is, this is not kavua. What's a loimer? So what's the chiddush over here? Shaloi termer. A person shouldn't say. The meicha shabom is man lezman, kvar yidua hu shem b'sakana. So we see something which happens multiple times and each time he's recovered. So see, it's not dangerous. So the Shulchan Aruch saying no, and again, that's not true. Tadarabba. The nature of these things, each time it happens, it affects the person more negatively. He recovered many times. Each time he recovered, this element of a special chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu involved in that. That up to this point, the Rosh had mercy on him. But I can learn Rashi for Chuba, but we don't know if that's going to continue. The person can't be confident every time it happens. The merchant is going to be nice to him, right, once he's in the situation. Okay. Now, Meichena Kabu, Ela B'chol Gavna. It's something which is regular, something which is irregular. It's Kabu. It's not Kabu. All situations, kosher all of the mita b'machamosei b'zman shechoshesh boy chayv l'vorach acharkach. Any illness which is significant enough, the person needs to take to bed because of the illness. Where the when he recovers, he has and he's able he's chayv to say bracha. Okay.
Lo rabbi zachem.
Fine. So the Ramah gave an example of Makash Shacholo. Okay. But Shacholo Shesh Vesakon, any other, it's love dafka, it means any illness which would be life threatening. Going Kadacha Shacholo Goof, which occurs in Shoderin, Kibavor Basim and Shin Chavches, Vain Rialach. So any Makash, which the whole body has, as opposed to a localized area which has inflammation, which is hot. The body person has a fever. If it gets to the point where we would consider this life threatening, so the law is that that's when a person would say a gemul. V'chein noigim ba'ashkenaz. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah Chavches. Because the Magen Rambam, the Ksas Noegim Kesvaras at Mechaber, that the Magen Rambam says that within the world of Ashkenaz, which eventually Ashkenaz, as Ashkenaz was emptied out due to the Gzeiris, a large part of the population moved eastward into Poland. So basically, the Menhagim of Poland and further east, Russia, etc., the Menhagim, basically the Menhagim of Ashkenaz, because that's where their root was. So, the Ksas Noigim Ksarsa Machaber, he says, even though we're saying the many of the Gashan, the Magen Rambam says that the many people do like the Machaber, that any Charli has this Dinam Agamel. Mechindasal Yerabba Ladinam. And Yerabba passes like that as well, that it's Labdavka, these life threatening Charli. Any Charli, once a person is in a situation of Charli, he's down and out. I mean, the person's down and out. The cow is, more says, he's Lashon. When the cow is has tripped, you say, go bring the shochet. Right? Once he's down, you know, so you know, we have to decide whether we should let him get up. That's a different type of judgment than taking a person down already. His situation is good. Also, he passed like the shita l'chaber, the any only. Any person who became ill. As opposed to a localized pain, but a situation which affects the whole body. or the localized pain is so significant that it'll affect the person's function of the whole body. Fine. So anything so Hilchos Shabbos Be'ezras Hashem, we'll get there soon. If you remember, we did it a long time ago. So you pointed out over there that there's three madregas in halacha regards to chayli, or four madregas in halacha regards to chayli. So there's what's called mechush ba'alma. Mechush ba'alma, a person cannot take medicine. There's a person that's totally healthy. That's madrega number one. Right? Then this person has a mechush ba'alma. He has localized pain, etc. So that the person cannot take any medicine, cannot do any types of refuah for that. Then there's something called chayli kol gufay, which or also known as nafal mishkav, that the illness is significant enough that it forces the person to take the bed. The whole body is weakened by this, even if it's a localized issue, but it's a local issue which generates enough pain or difficulty that the person feels worn out from it to the point he needs to take the bed. It's not life-threatening. So that's, Chazal said you can take medicine, not like a mechush ba'alma where you cannot take medicine. You can take medicine, and you can ask a goy to do malacha d'orais for that person, directly, without any hinting. Then there's madrega of the next madrega is that there is sakanas aver, which is not life threatening, but one of the avorim of the person is going to be is in sakana of being lost. So that we're not when we're matzah, meir la'ak, and we're matzah that a Yisrael himself should do the malacha if he does with the shinui. With the different sheetahs, whether if I recall correctly, that's where Ramat. And then we have Sakana's the fourth situation where the person is totally in Sakana, which you do whatever you have to do. So we're saying over here that once a person reaches the Madrega of Chol HaKagufa, Shekhiyotz B'zeh Mechal and all B'zeh Shabbos, he's ill enough that had this been a Shabbos issue, we would be comfortable asking a goy to do Malacha for this individual, Malacha D'Raisa for this individual. Mechal or Shabbos Hayyadeh Goy for this fellow. If such a person recovers, subsequently recovers, he says, he adds that he has to be in bed, so that doesn't mean he was in bed for 2 hours. It means that the illness was significant enough that he was knocked out of work for a few days. He was not for the Mishkov for a few days. So that already, that madrega being off of the Mishkan is significant enough to say that, you know what, he's already, when he recovers, he's coming back from a totally different situation. He has to be Mavarcha Kodesh Baruch. Remember, Locha, Dimachlosu, Hudor, Shiesh, Sakana, Philip, Hachim, Shashiyam, Namitzar, Ruchay. There's no requirement of 3 days by an illness which we know it's life threatening. We'll talk about something which is not life threatening. So then, the Nafal Mishkan makes it. But it has to be at least for 3 days. Okay. Sif test. Hani arba lavdafka. So the Mechaber says that the four which the Shulchan Aruch mentioned before, which the four more mentions before, the Chavush and the Yam and the Yisurim and the Midbor, right? That's the Simul Chayim. Chavush, Yam, Yisurim, Edbar Yisurim, meaning Chali, is Lavdavka. Who are the Misha Nasal and Aids? Any other situation, you mentioned Nafal, a love Kaisal, a person was walking by a wall, and the wall fell on him. So that theoretically, your life, very dangerous, life threatening. He survives, so he says, a Gaimel. And it's some increases the shore when he's with sub, when he's saved from being trampled by a shore, or being gored by a shore. Shamalav Be'ir, Arya the Tarfa, he got attacked by a lion. So it's not Be'ir, it means it's Midbar, he's a Midbar anyway. He's Chaybal's Midbar. No, he's within the area which is considered Yishuv. Ayim Ganabim Bo Loi, Im Shere Laila Benitzumihem. So some. Some unscrupulous people wanted to attack him, and he was saved. It could be a ganav, it could be which is come stealthily, which means that people plunder at nighttime. So they don't do it secretively. So this opinion says, yes, that it's lav dafka these four, any type of situation like that, so the person would say, okay. Yesh amr, no. Shein mevarach magemel el alhani arbo dafka. We only say those four, you say agemel, and not everything else. So mevarach will excur shein malchus. The best idea would be to do, without saying shein malchus, the person would be able to just say the word baruch, some name for Hashem Baruch Hu, some malchus, and then the end of the bracha. So he's saying it as a word. The Mishnah Baruch. We don't mean Bo'olo. It's learned by Yikar of the Sakana Ayatim. Kaliyah was saved Simon Rishu Kass. We're talking about a case where the Novim came, which potentially they noticed him and they realized that he was aware of them and they're potentially willing to kill him because he's threatening them by testifying, whatever the situation is. So he's theoretically now in Sakana. The saying of Gemel does not part of a person who is saying Berachas Anes in the Mokum of the Anes. Rather, Mesim Rishu Kesef Tes, Shom Yesh Pluto Yivorach Ashosel Anes Kishenitzel B'derech HaTepa. And there's Mokloch, whether you make any Berachas, if it happened Derech HaTepa. So the same, so that's in regards to Osolines. But in regards to Gaimel, it doesn't seem to make such a condition. Like Hani Arbo, Shum the Mitsuyim B'yoy, so why these four? Because they're very common. But Tiknoleim, Birchus Gaimel, so Chazar Masang and Birchus Gaimel for these four situations, which are the common situations. Mashengim Enoch, Shenim Shechichim Klab, but the other ones are not very common that he's being stalked by a gunman. There's no gemel in that situation. Elabahani the nasan lehem neis yivorek shosli neis, but kishigil is a makom. This machlokes has nothing to do with the issue of the bracha shosli neis. Shosli neis is any whatever you define a neis is. It's in that when you come to that makom again. So the person would not say a gemel, but he would see a shosli neis when he gets to that makom. Mishalab aderef. First of all, going to quote a safe place, and all of a sudden Listim came anyway. So, and he was Nitzel, so that would definitely be under the umbrella of the four, which are Chayiv. He's mamash in the Sakana, and he was relieved from it. The Maisa, the Mishnah Berurah says that the minig is to make a bracha, which are malchus, even cases which are beyond the strict legalities of the four which we have, which the person comes out of the shiel, goes to a yam, goes to a midbar, the person is ill. So it's loved after those four. But any situation, a person is in Sakana, that says the minig is like that shita. So over here in the most of Dirshu, so he discussed a few things over here that if a person is driving and there's a potential for an accident, and he's able to swerve and avoid the accident. So we spoke about this a little bit. So you mean the way from a riyash or isn't traveled, so you don't make a bracha. But he quoted the chayyadim said before, if the stone moved right by his head, didn't graze him at all, but moved right by his head, that's enough to be considered to say a gaimel. Here we're saying that the fellow swerved, you don't say a gaimel. So what's the difference? So he suggests the following difference. The person who's driving is a Baal Bechira. The person who's the rocker that's falling is on Baal Bechira. So he's in a situation where the rock is coming very close to him, and he doesn't know for sure whether he's in a situation. That's Kila Bershim put him in danger. Whereas when you're dealing with individuals which are probably Bechira, they can choose. See, even though right now it looks like it's dangerous, we don't know what he's going to choose. But over here, the rock it's coming down very, very close to where he is. He might move an inch and save himself, but as is, he's ready to sit in the Sakan. That's one. Then he said, the soldiers which come back, even they were, you know, if they're at any place where they're deployed and there's any danger, even though there was no active danger which took place in this tenure while they were there, that's considered Malkum Masukin, and they have to make a bracha when they come back. I think we discussed they would make the bracha even if they had to go back a few days later. They would make a bracha when they come, and then they go later on, they'll go again, and they'll deal with it again. But, all right.
What do you mean?
Soldiers went out to war. Or went to a place, better not not the war, they went to a place where they're guarding, etc. There's potential for real danger. There's very near where Arabs are, they could be coming in and attacking any moment, etc. Nothing happened. So we're asking that they should say Gama when they go back. Because even though there was no active Sakana, the situation by nature is a situation of Sakana. They're very close to the proximity to dangerous places, etc. And where people could attack from. So Baruch Hashem, nothing happened, but that they were in a situation of danger, so the bracha of gemel chayim tovus shigmani kol toiv. Rashi was gemel to mechetzah. That nothing happened. That's the biggest bracha. You'd rather have that happen than being in the situation, being sick, being shot, and being forced to go to the hospital. So it's not considered a lack of that would not be considered a lack of hatzolah neis, whatever it is, danger. Better. That he shouldn't make a brother. It's considered he was in the danger. Okay, then we had the car case. We had, let's say, car accident. So, if there was a significant, if they were, I mean, you have a situation where they sideswiped, so it never was life-threatening. The situation, they're going fast, and there's a head-on collision or something, or a high sideswipe at high speeds. So, yeah, you make a bracha over there. Now, what about, like we said before, if the person has this near miss, then it's not what we're talking about. The person was actually actively in an accident, even though it wasn't life-threatening, but it could have been. Okay.